morning, Vancouver. What it is. You are listening to 101.9 CITR, gracing the airwaves of Vancouver from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. A beautiful morning today, driving in the full moon off in the west, lighting up the lovely landscape of Richmond as I drive into UBC to spend the next 90 minutes with you on Wednesday, the first day of August. And first day of August means it's no longer July. We've got a month left before we get back to the hustle and bustle of fall. But let's not think about that right now. We could talk some music. There's so much going on today in the world of music. Of course, in the world of news, the Olympics are on. Much scandal and to-do in the Olympics. Specifically, badminton players throwing their games to get a better tournament seeding. Yes, even the world of badminton is not immune from cheatery, if you will. So much else going on at the Olympics as well. Twitter. We talk a lot about Twitter here on the show. Facing a little bit of backlash as one of the reporters for the London Daily, based out of Los Angeles, was joining the chorus of many other people on Twitter talking about NBC's delay of the games and the broadcasting and how poor it was. So I took to Twitter and actually not only criticized NBC for the way in which they're broadcasting the games, but posted the email address of the president of NBC on Twitter for people to send their comments to. Now, Twitter has a very tight relationship with NBC, including tweeting the goings-on of the Olympics. And Twitter shut this guy's account down, which is very un-Twitter-like, shows how corporate they have become. They did renege on that a little bit later, activating his account again and then apologizing that maybe it was not the best move to make. So, there you go. Is it anything wrong with that if they've recompensed? If they've come back and said, hey, we're sorry? I think that's okay. It's the internet. We're going to forget about that in about 12 seconds anyways, if we haven't already. Great show coming up today. We've got 63.8% more new music than last week's show. We've got actually a bunch of bands, great local bands from Vancouver, many of whom you've probably never heard before, but great, great music. And usually I'd like to start off the morning with some nice, easy music to bring you in to the day. But that's not going to happen today. Instead, we're going to start things off with a little bit of music to get you out of your chair.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't spilled your coffee on yourself while driving after that set, I have not done my job here. Good morning again. There was three songs to help get you out of bed. Hopefully your alarm was set to 6:30 a.m., at which point you could do nothing but get out of bed after those three great songs. There is 7 minutes of your life that you do not want to get back. Starting off with One Life Animal from the album Sleep and His Older Brother Death. The song Can't Unlearn. You can find One Life Animal on facebook.com/onelifeanimal. And if you're less digital, you can find them this Saturday night playing at the Media Club. And after One Life Animal, you heard White Lung from their album Sorry with their song Saint Dad. Their album Sorry has been getting incredible reviews. You can read two of those great reviews online, one on pitchfork.com and the other on colormagazine.ca. Now, I have a problem with colormagazine.ca, so if you're listening, and I'm sure they are, because who isn't listening to me at this point in the morning? Colormagazine.ca. There is a .ca extension, yet color is spelled C-O-L-O-R. I'm going to say there's a little citizenship confusion going on there. Write in to colormagazine.ca. Start a protest. Have them spell their name a .ca way, as it should be, with a U. C-O-L-O-U-R. Color. Anyways, chew on that for a bit. We've got a great set of tracks coming up. We've got three bands who we'll talk about in a little bit after our public service announcements. From the Vancouver area, representing the boroughs of Vancouver, North Delta. And the other band says they are from Vancouver, but I'm pretty sure they are representing the borough of Poco, possibly Port Moody. You can go to their website after and find out. Three bands, you may have not heard of them before, but three great tracks from three young and upcoming bands here in Vancouver. And you're going to be hearing in just a moment, Halfway to Hollywood, Within Rust, and Green Tree. But before we get to the music, we must pay the bills.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of the bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Say Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
She walks in through the door. I got my hands in my pocket and my eyes on the floor. This isn't how it should be. And every night I'm awake in bed, I got a ringing in my ears and a song in my head. What is she doing to me? I look up at the stars, make the same old wish. Say I give all I have to get just one kiss. So I don't understand why I act like this when she walks by and I know just what I should say. But she was.
but they die on my tongue. So all I do is pray. Say that I should give her up, 'cause she's crushing my heart like a Dixie cup, but I just can't let it go. How can I let her know that I can't find the words to express how I feel? The feeling she gives me is so surreal, that I choke on my words like they're my last meal when she walks by. But they die on my tongue. So all I do is pray I won't be speechless someday. I'd walk for miles to see her smile. Yeah, I'd do anything for her. What can I do to make her?
And I know just what I should say, but I can't. And I know just what I should say, but I can't get it out before she walks away. And the words seem to come, but they die on my tongue. So all I do is pray.
Some things I just can't say.
We'll be right back.
We're back. 101.9 CITR. You just heard Halfway to Hollywood from the album Speechless. And their song Speechless, you can find them on Twitter at Halfway to Holly. Followed up with Within Rust, their single Algorithms. You can find them on Twitter at Within Rust. And we ended that set off with Green Tree from their album Back When They Were Good, the song The Night. And Green Tree is also on Twitter at Green Tree Band. They are a great band. Again, hailing, they say, from Vancouver, but I'm pretty sure I saw somewhere they were from Poco. They'll correct me if that at some point. You were heard Gabriella Geneva on vocals, Glenn Stewart Hall on vocals and drums, Jonathan Ray on guitar and vocals, Caesar White on lead guitar, and Andrew Fleury on bass. And it is a great album. I get a chance to listen to a lot of new music and bands sending songs my way, and most of it's excellent. We've got so many great bands and artists here in the Lower Mainland and all across the province. But this album really stood out to me. If you want to buy an album this week, go to greentreeband.com and you can hook their album up there. Definitely worth a listen. Great, great, great song. So, we are back. August the 1st. Birthdays coming up in just a little bit. Read lots of my music news on Spin Magazine on their website. But sadly, they laid off about half of their workforce. There is no certainty that they're going to be producing a magazine after the November issue. That is obviously a sign of the times and what's happening to print media in the place of digital media and its onslaught. Looking at Spin's Twitter, seems to be business as usual, but always sad to see the print go, but I was also sad to see the 8-track go and the cassette tape. Thank heavens vinyl is back. One of the great stories you can read on Twitter, linked to Spin's magazine, Snoop Dogg has changed his name. He's no longer Snoop Dogg. He is now Snoop Lion. Yes, in response to his recent trip to Jamaica, where he experienced the yah, he decided that he would go down the reggae path. His new album coming out, Reincarnated, a tribute to Bob Marley, that Snoop Dogg wanted, Snoop Lion, wanted to create a sound that both his grandparents and grandchildren could listen to. So, can't wait to see what that is like. Other news that we've got going on. Olympics, of course, and lots of people being inspired by the Olympics. And you've got to love the Olympic story. You see people come from absolute obscurity into instant prominence and fame in the spotlight of the Olympics. American swimmer yesterday who won gold, Mizzi Franklin. Parents both Canadian, but she was born in Colorado. Great example of just, I don't know, it's so nice and refreshing to see athletes that do really well that have a humility about them. And that's what I love about the Olympics. You see that an awful lot. It inspires people to do better. You know, young kids, they see that. They want to grow up to be Olympic athletes, no different than here in Canada. They idolize hockey players. They want to grow up to be that. So I think inspiration is great. Unless you're a man from the south of France in the Biarritz area. Actually, he was visiting there from America and was so inspired by the Olympics that he tried to swim to America from the south of France without any training or equipment. He had got out of his mind on the Olympics. Despite the insistence that he was up to the challenge, he was rescued by Coast Guards just off the coast, who convinced him that probably it wasn't the best idea to continue, in no doubt which will be one of many epic fails at the Olympics. The 34-year-old holidaymaker was visiting Biarritz from America with friends, and he told them that he was planning to swim to New York, 3,594 miles away, to carry the Olympic spirit across the Atlantic. Which would be a story in itself. And you would think this guy's maybe a little bit off, but had it not been for his friends that let him go, because they thought he was joking and knew he was a strong swimmer. Figure that in. Anyways, at 3:30, lifeguards watched as he swam past the buoys out into the sea, which was the legal limit for swimmers, continued to swim until he was out of sight, at which point the lifeguards called a helicopter and a diver dropped into the sea and explained to the man that it was a good idea to turn back. At the same time, lifeguards arrived in a rescue dinghy. The man then realized that he might have made a mistake, so lifeguards threw him a line toward him and towed him back to the beach. So, inspiration can be a wonderful thing, can be a lacking thing. But this song coming up is certainly to inspire you.
This is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
bed of you. The fruit's growing beneath my crown. But dive into my lake to get a closer look. The fish swimming beneath your rags. And it's only a matter of time, my friend, till we reach the logic's end. Till I can no longer pretend. I jump, a duck, a dive, a swing. 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 I jump, a duck, a dive, a swing.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
The state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting like more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a cry. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. But I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
Well, yes, show promo for Crimes and Treasons. They are the guys that are in the studio here late Tuesday nights prior to my arrival Wednesday mornings. And sadly, when I came into the studio this morning, they were still signed into their Twitter account. In an unrelated story, Crimes and Treasons is now following at Tweets and Tunes on Twitter. And speaking of which, you can find us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes. You can also find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tweets and Tunes. And call into the station anytime, day or night. We may not answer, but you can reach us at 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. That last set, we started off with another up-and-coming Vancouver artist, Gabriel Savage, from the album The War Within, Close Your Eyes, featuring, you may have recognized the voice there at the end of the track, and that was none other than Gabriella Geneva, who was doing the vocals on the previous track from the last set, from Green Tree. And after Gabriel Savage, you heard Brastronaut from their album Mean Sun and the song Falklands. That is a spectacular album. You can find them on Twitter at Brastronaut. And we ended that off with Kristen Karma and her single Supersonic Barbie. Yes, we'll leave it at that. You can find Kristen on Twitter at Kristen_Karma. Some great music. What else we got going on today on August the 1st? Here at 16 minutes after the hour, birthdays today. Great birthdays today. Jerry Garcia's birthday today. Jerry Garcia, of course, who is most famous for having a Ben & Jerry's ice cream named after him, Cherry Garcia. And apparently he also did some music thing with a band called Grateful Dead. Joe Elliott from Def Leppard. Chuck D from Public Enemy. Do not believe the hype, people. Coolio's birthday today. It's also Adam Duritz from the Counting Crows. And two of my favorites, Bill Berry, former drummer for REM, and Jim Corr from The Corrs, who did a great concert with REM at Hyde Park back in 2005 in London. Great tunes. They played Everybody Hurts. Corrs covered that as well. And rounding out the birthdays today, none other than Tempest Bledsoe. Yes, Vanessa from The Cosby Show. Top trends on Twitter today. Gore Vidal, infamous author, playwright, and everything else in the world, passed away. He's got some great quotes. Just go onto Twitter and look at the trends under Gore Vidal and look at any of his many, many quotes if you want a little bit of laugh. This guy was a literary genius, but his wit was unbelievable. It's, you know, there's sarcasm, but his was just wit. He once complained about Andy Warhol, that Andy Warhol was the only genius he knew with a 60 IQ. Other things trending on Twitter today. Quebec, they're looking for, supposed to call an election today. Canada got silver. And, hey, we are in the holy month of Ramadan. So there are some things that are trending on Twitter as well. And speaking of social media, I'm going to play a song here coming up from my best friend in the world. And by best friend, I mean we've talked twice on Twitter. Great artist, great album. Artist is Cobra Mamone. The song is Zombie. Coming up right now.
Better hurry, boys, and empty that cup.
CITR. That was Epos from their album Epos with their song Round and Round. You can find them at Twitter at Epos Band. And before that, you heard Hermetic from their album Civilized City, their song Revenge Comedy, also on Twitter at Hermetic Band. And just looking at the Twitter feed right now, and indeed, Andrew Fleury, Jonathan Roy was correct. CITR is at UBC, not UVic. Just wanted to clear that up for the both of you. Many of you are driving to work right now or on the bus, listening to us on your transistor radio or possibly online on your iPhone or iPod. And for those of you who are taking transit, taking the SkyTrain, you obviously want to be aware of when they're out checking the fares. Well, come this fall, your job will get a little bit easier. TransLink is going to be tweeting the location of their ticket checkers so that you can avoid them or hopefully pay and buy your ticket to TransLink. That's right, in the fall, TransLink posting the location of their ticket checkers on Twitter. And in an unrelated story, NDP leader Adrian Dix is on Twitter.
On the laws, on the laws.
was Cookie Duster. In fact, that was a Cookie Duster sandwich. Musical food. Nom, 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 nom. Cookie Duster starting off the set from their album When Flying Was Easy, and the song Daddy's Got the Medicine sounds cool, but I don't know what it means. Filling in was Sweetheart from their album XOXOX, or as my mother would say, Kiss Hug, Kiss Hug, Kiss. And their song, David Bowie Is Dead. You can find them on Twitter at Sweetheart Band. And then the bottom bread in that Cookie Duster sandwich was Cookie Duster When Flying Was Easy, and their song, We Stepped on Glass. You can find them on Twitter at Cookie_Dust. That's right. All the Cookie Duster, all the time. Okay. Very, very, very important news today. No, not really. But this year, this day, 1971-ish, the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour started primetime TV on CBS. And consequently, CBS has never recovered from that. It was also this day in history that John Lennon's granny sunglasses were auctioned off. The bidder refused to say how much exactly he paid, but it was believed to be about £1 billion. So about 1.6 million Canadian. And for all of you sunglass collectors out there, I am willing to let my sun dogs go for $10, maybe even $15. That's only $5 over the price that I paid for them. What else happened? 1964, Billboard magazine. Still around, unlike Spin, hasn't called it quits yet. Billboard magazine reported that the harmonica was making a comeback in a big way, thanks to its use by Stevie Wonder, the Rolling Stones, and Bob Dylan. Ah, the harmonica, an instrument that you will not hear in this next song.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
This summer, too, the biggest names in metal, Lamb of God and Deathlok, will join forces for a 34-show North American tour hitting Vancouver, August 2nd at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre with special guest Gojira. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster, Scrape Records, and UnionEvents.com.
City! Rock City! FNF A! FNF A! Huh? What?
That was Infinitus from Richmond, British Columbia, represent from their album Infinitus and their song Infinitus Anthem. You can find them on Twitter at Infinitus. Unlike their song, their name's lacking a little originality. Yeah, great song. Just a little bit of everything. If you didn't love that song, you've probably got a cold heart and a black soul. Started off that set with Jody Deutsch from her album Little Love Songs and Hollow Heart. You can find her on Twitter at Music Jody Deutsch. That's D-O-I-D-G-E. And second song of the set was In My Coma from their album Magnets and Miracles. Losing Sleep was the song, and you can find them on Twitter at In My Coma. All right, a couple more minutes here. We're going to squeeze in a couple more songs. This is a somber, somber time of the day for me. This is usually the time of the day when DJ Jack Velvet would wander into the studios, getting ready to grace the airwaves of Vancouver with his presence. Alas, he is not here today. I believe he is saving orphans and puppies from a burning building. So we are going to run his podcast from the 11th of July. But I think we could expect DJ Jack Velvet back next week. This Friday coming up, everyone listening, stop what you're doing, because I'm about now. Head off to the Cellar on Granville this Friday. It is the BC Cellar Songwriters Contest. They're going to narrow it down to the top six, I believe, on Friday. Go there, support Cobra Ramon, who's going to play a three-track set for your listening pleasure. Get out there. You'll love it. Music. Support a great band and some great music. And we're going to try to squeeze in a couple more new songs here today. I think we've done a pretty good job of that. Almost every song today we haven't played before. So I'm going to throw in now a little bit of spark.
Thank you for helping to open my eyes. A natural disaster, unfortunate times. The fire was glowing, windows reflect the dancing of angels and thoughts of regret. And I can't what it was, what it's always to be. No, we can't change anything. For me, me, this is how it is supposed to be. Trust in me, throw me away. Bleed with me, die twice a day. Won't you play with me, one more game, cause you're my beautiful addiction. Desperate intentions, I sit in the daze. My mind's such a mess, be lost here for days. Dancing with angels, thoughts that obsess. I'm walking in circles from this fear of regret. And I can't change anything. It's what it is, what it was, what it's always to be.
That was Spark from their album, Beautiful. Ooh, their song, Beautiful Addiction, from their album, Spark. Well, that does it for me for the day. I'm off to rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease and still not loving the police, but still got love for the streets. And as a father, there's many things that I dreamt my son would be. A country music lover was not one of them, but he is the inspiration for my song this week, my version of Under the Covers, where I find my favorite Canadian artist cover. And this week, we have got Genevieve and her fantastic rendition of Dolly Parton's Jolene.
Please don't. take my man. Because you
All right, and we're out of here. CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Until next week, you can find us on Twitter at Tweets and Tunes or on Facebook.com/Tweets and Tunes. And now, live from the studios of CITR 101.9 Vancouver, British Columbia, it is the DJ Jack Velvet Podcast.